Okay. Hi guys, welcome to Press Podcast. Today we'll be going to Wonderland and here are some of our OGLs. Okay, so let's introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Megan, I'm from VW10.
Hi, I'm Trevor, I'm from MROE.
Hi, I'm Lancy, I'm from MT01.
Hi, I'm Michelle, I'm from BB04.
Hello, I'm Naomi from HH09.
Okay, to start, first question. How was the lead up to Ori? So like, how was the preparation like? How was meeting your OGLs? How do you feel about this whole situation?
Oh, it was quite exciting, I would say, for all of us. Because there was a lot of build-up and like we knew that the counselors were working like really hard. Mm-hmm. So I feel like because there was such a long lead-up time, it was building a lot of excitement and like getting closer to the date. It was just more and more to do.
I think the hardest part was like learning the dances though. As in, yeah, there were like so many dances to learn and I always submitted it late. I mean, I was never on the list because my dance IC was nice, but yeah, I was always late, but that was the hardest part.
As a person, as a OGL part of the dance team, Trevor Lee. Okay, but as dance team OGL, right? I think we had like, a longer preparation time than most of the OGLs because I had to actually come back during the holidays.
The choreography, right?
Not really. Okay, the choreo was really like set.
Oh,
by
yes.
The street dance and by the dance com. So. All we had to do was film, but it's not easy because we had so many like days of filming and to retake and retake and reshoot. And like there were times where like the teachers didn't approve of it. So I had to refilm and then they didn't approve it again. Then refilm again.
How long was the whole process?
I think if you put everything together it's like a bit more than a week. But of course it's split it up. So actually it's supposed to finish during the halls, right? Uh-huh. Then it extended to this year. Yeah, it was that long. But it's okay. The batch MV was good. Yutang is so good. Yutang is freaking good. Yutang is I think gone. Yes. But it all paid off in the end. But yeah.
I think the internal drive and final drive was damn fun to be around. But like in internal drive as an OGL plus, right? DB only had 3 OGL classes and the rest were counselors and even counselors from other houses because we didn't have enough. So I felt a little bit like a fish out of water at first. But then everyone was super nice and we were just vibing with the people from our house. And I think it was quite memorable and enjoyable for me.
I think it was like super fun like meeting like OGLs at first. And then the best part right was like the internal drama. Because then like we didn't get to actually play the games during Ori, right? So then we did it during and it was so fun because like that's how the games for the first time. Like Escape the Red Keys also.
That's
besides travel, how was learning the dance?
It was easy!
Travel is a pro!
Nice.
It was actually not too bad because I was very kiasu, so
how can you be kiasu about learning a dance?
I learned it, and then especially when I saw like because they released the list of who your fellow OGLs were going to be, so I went and stopped mine, and they were all like,
okay.
Yes, and they were all like sports people, and then I like found out about them from like my mutuals and stuff, and so I figured that I would probably have to learn the dance because to like
on the carry.
All the sports people come down.
I try my best.
That's all anyone asks.
Yeah.
Yep. So if anyone asks why I dance badly, that's the reason why I tried my best.
How long have you been
raised the dances for? I don't know, like a few hours.
Yeah! Oh my goodness, can I just say that? This guy during our history lessons will go off class and learn the history. And learn the dance.
Dedication. But I was like recording the dance during that. Yeah.
During history lessons?
No, because I don't take history.
Yeah.
I thought he likes history.
Yeah.
Damn.
But it's like a few days later.
What was your favorite dance?
Chasing the sun.
Yeah.
Chasing the sun.
Yes. Fun.
Travel back to.
I mean, yeah.
Travel agree. Disagree. Yeah, you like it.
I don't know, like, it's all a blur in my mind. Not gonna lie.
What do you think about the sun dance? You know, in year 5, I thought it was very cringy seeing like OGs run around in a circle. But then, right, when you do it, right, it's actually dance.
Yeah,
it's kind of
yeah,
like, it's so fun.
When I first saw, like, this movie.
Yeah!
I love it eh.
I think the most fun was the one where everyone stood outside and
you know, embarrassing story. On the first day, we were busy talking to OG Lins. Then we forgot to go out.
On the stage.
Yeah, then it's been so hype. Yeah, the energy
it's
was like so much, like so different. I don't know.
Actually, it could happen now. If we all wear
masks. No, we couldn't even shout that time.
Yeah, they were super
We weren't allowed to shout because of SMMs.
But doing how was working with the cold OGLs? Okay, yeah, you know, I was like in class, right? Then it was like, because there's morning afternoon sessions, so you got to switch. Then someone's pranking me, and they were like, "Hey, you know my OGL class, right? Like, he never learned anything. Yeah, like he don't know anything. He don't know how to play the facility again. He doesn't know how to do dances. And they had to teach him all the dances.
Oh,
so that's like low-key disastrous co-OGL experience. But for the most part, I felt like it was quite smooth sailing. Everyone was like, because you signed up and you're really enthusiastic about being an OGL, right? So everyone's like learning the dances, facilitating games, and getting to know what OGL is.
Mostly fun, but like you just like mental with each other and
take
photos and get them to do stupid things together.
Oh my goodness, you know what we made our OGLings do? So we made them do a forfeit. So we had that like two groups. Then the group that would lost, right, would go to the other like OGs and like propose to the OGL.
Yeah, there was this one incident where like you were having a like true birthday thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the dads was like, make a heart shape at another person from another OG. So we all went out, and then it just so happened that another OG was like, next to, in the classroom next to us, right? Then we just did it to the window, and it was so confused. Like.
So like, y'all went to be like,
spreading
the love.
How was your show with OG names?
OG names?
Yeah.
They were so wholesome, I think, from the start. But once they came in, they just immediately started talking. It was one big circle.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, they did. Oh, they both have a Jarell. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Like, there was bowling and water polo together, so they were just talking.
Lucky,
I think it was damn cute.
Yeah, mine was quite lucky. So, because we had 7 girls and 7 guys.
Oh, that's
really good. And it's not very easy. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Right? And everyone was, for some reason, everyone was RP except for 1J.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm so bad for her. Yeah, no, but she was chill and she was nice. So, like it was quite.
I think it's so cute watching them dance.
Yeah.
Like I thought they would be so like sian
like,
to dance.
Imagine like meeting someone for the first day and then like having to dance with them. That's like crazy.
Like
can't believe
we did that.
Yeah.
Even the vaccinated people, like the people with booster shots.
The people that got booster shots.
They were not allowed to do the moves, right? But they were like kind of getting into it as well.
Yeah.
We're
so enthusiastic.
Get
them into about it. So nice.
Actually, you basically go for an extra practice, like before everyone else, and you learn like what the games are, so that by the time FDR happens, you can kind of like
facilitate
for your other OGLs who weren't in doing the IDR.
And you just communicate with
Yeah, so like you take attendance every morning, every afternoon.
Yeah. And if you got anything wrong, you'll be the first person to call.
Yeah, like Locke's not there, right? Yeah, but like other than that, there's not much difference between OGL Plus and OGL. Okay, so what was your fondest memory during college? Okay, y'all gotta think about it.
It was the last day of Ori, and we were supposed to just play filler games, but I think we decided to like send a like Google form the day before to I'll get them to put in any like questions for us about school life and stuff.
So we just sat in a circle, and then one by one, it was advisable to get into a relationship, and something
a lot about workload and stuff. And then it was just me, Feifei, and Edmund just taking turns to share about it.
That's actually so sweet.
Yeah, and then we overran the time, and then the next BB12 was just waiting outside for us.
I think my fondest memory was that, like, at the end of each day, right, we had to do debrief. And, like, it's very heartwarming to, like, have heart-to-heart with the OG leads. Yeah. They're so willing to, like, open up. And it's, like, very nice, yeah. Like, we bonded over that.
Like, last day when you do, like, we would sit in a circle. Mm. And then you would, like, we did the concentric circle, like, rotating rings thing. You know where, like, you have one inner circle.
Yeah,
then you
go
to the outer circle, then you shift. Yeah, so it's, like, nice to have personal conversations.
Yeah, for me, it would be the games. Like, I think that was the most fun part for the OG games, and it was very fun to facilitate as well. Especially, like, you know, I think it was Escape the Red Queens.
No,
it's
navigating
the
Escape
the Red
Queens.
You have to set up in an interesting way, so you can only approach from one angle, and then it's like funny to see them like try to approach.
Wait, you know, I had two OGs, they're just like together, they were like they're meeting each other, and then each group was like shouting, and then
they're like bumping into each other.
Yeah, so
confused.
Yeah, I blindfolded
them.
No,
and then that game is the one where you get to throw them.
Yeah, you can
stumble
them.
Yeah, freaking fun.
You know, some OGs, like, they learn their groups.
You know there's a little bit of a lag time, right? So if you want it to be coordinated, it can't be coordinated.
Yeah, the pause in between is quite funny. I feel like all the online, not all lah, but a lot of the online segments are not as
hype
and interactive as like offline. I mean, of course, because you can't really do much. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Then they'll all be like just awkward.
What if they judge me?
You know, like what if I can't like do my job well, and like integrate them into the school, like welcome them.
Yeah, so I had like everything like as everyone. Cause on the first day like my OG was a bit more quiet, so then I was like a bit awkward. Then we try our best. But then I like cause it's day one, so I think I expected a bit too much from the OG. Then my attendance was like really high, but then like the OG was only just having to get to warm up each other. Then like. You weren't really that bothered, so I went home. I got so sad because I was like, am I a bad OG? Am I a bad OG? I was like, crap, bro. I was like, no, because I felt so bad. Cause, like, Ori is like their first experience, you know, and then you're like, in charge of that.
It's not
so
pressure.
You have to not pressure, you want to make it a good experience for them. But then, it kind of turned into a good experience as well. Because, like, one of my other OGLs, she came up with the idea of speed dating. So they were also like, in like, open centric sort of kind of thing. So then, every like 1 minute or something, like, you come up with a new question, and then they'll like, change. Like they'll switch and then everyone will get to talk to each other. And like that's when they truly got to bond, and that was like really, really cool. Yeah, and then I saw that they really got to make friends together. So that's like quite awesome.
Yeah.
So is being an OGL rewarding? Why? Cause like it is like fun lah, but then like after Ori, right?
Oh yeah.
Have to catch up on your work.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Tell me about it.
I still haven't caught up.
No, oh my god, me and Trevor had like 10,000 term assignments to do.
Oh my god,
I also had
term
assignments.
For what?
History.
Oh. Yeah, history and lit.
Lit.
Yeah,
like three.
We had
like four
lit essays
in
like the span of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, how do
y'all
cope with the workload after
leaving? Ask for extension. Sorry.
Like we were covering like S1A class, then I had like nothing on my paper. Yeah. And then I had to say I'm sorry, then I had to like go home over the weekend and like rush everything. Yeah, but like it's quite stressful after Ori. But is was it working?
Yeah.
How is it like teaching the dancers to your
YouTube? Play the video, then you just stand there and watch.
Yeah. Really?
No. You want to go out like I was in front then after I took a break, then Hudson and Cody was.
And I was like, no, don't be
done.
Yeah.
No, actually, because like, they know that I'm dance OGL, right? So they just force me to teach them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's better actually to like teach them, like, not with the video. I feel like the video is a bit confusing sometimes.
Yeah. Then you pause it and then you explain certain.
Yeah, because like, they go one shot, they don't like redo the part. So, like, what I would do.
Oh my god, yeah, Trevor.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. There's this thing called 0.25 speed, 0.5 speed, 0.75 speed. So the trick is, every time if they look as if they're unsure, you'll be like, okay guys, let's replay that part at 0.75 speed.
Yeah,
and then it's just like a puzzle piece, right? You're like, okay, this part you need more help, so I give you more, like, slowly, and then together we'll put together the pieces.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then at the beginning we'll like dance together with them, like, when we reach like the whole thing, you know.
Actually, they're quite honest. You know, my Uji Link, they asked to send them the videos.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're like, can you send us the videos, please, so that we can come prepared tomorrow?
Wow.
So your
OGLs weren't
teaching
the
dancers, was it?
Oh
no, Edmund did it, but he had some split this on his back.
Also.
Oh, so he didn't
even
have too much. And then
Fei Fei
just sat there. So.
Oh,
Fei Fei.
Yeah.
The Fei Fei. Yeah. Oh,
sorry,
Fei Fei. Exposing. She's gonna wanna edit that
part. Oh. Don't edit this.
Let's move on to house hours. So for each of your, we're from different houses, right? So for each of your house hours, what do y'all do? I mean, if y'all went off the program, what y'all do?
Because we had two main games that I remember. One was the Warrior Brain.
Warrior Brainwash.
Yeah, no, we kept calling it Warrior Brainwash because it's supposed to be Warrior. Brain wash.
Oh, brain wash.
Wash just looks like bee wash. It was like we quiz them about stuff like the background of the house stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to teach them a chair, and then we played this same video game, which was like pin the tail on the donkey, except it was pin the really creepy demonic features on the Leo. at the back of the classroom while they were blindfolded.
Yeah, so this is fun.
Yeah.
Do you think they learned
Like it was very like focused and like balanced, I would say, because you learn more about the background, but then you also like have fun and learn like what the mascot looks like. So it's quite effective.
Yeah. Okay. For MR, what we did was it was actually quite cool because what we did is we had mood lighting, right? So we had
projector.
Yeah. No. Okay. So what we did was like there's crepe paper. Like a blue crepe paper,
that's
right?
So cool.
Yeah, then you're supposed to cover the lights again, right?
No.
Yeah, so it's like blue lights, and then there's this other time where you can turn off all the lights, and then they give like blue candles, and then so there's like a campfire thing. A blue...
like a pub.
How did you
know?
It's not actual fire.
It's like you know those IKEA like
yeah,
things,
yeah.
But it's blue, right? Yeah, so you just set them like a campfire, and then you have like people sit around and stuff. Yeah, and then there's also this thing where we induct them into the house. So it's like, because MR, the mascot, is like a wolf, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like inducting them to the wolf pack. So what we did was like,
oh.
Yeah, so they gave us paint and like three Q-tips. And then what you're supposed to do is dip the Q-tips in the paint.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
and you like scratch and you, like scratch them as it like. Like
oh, that's quite cute.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
so cool.
They didn't
beat
But ours is like a tribe thing, more like. So we just did like fish. Well, unless you decided to decorate your face with the game. That's a different story. You're not supposed to.
That's really cool. For empty, I think the most memorable one was ironically the online segment. Because a lot of people hate the online segment.
Yeah.
But I think the empty house did a good job. So basically, right, there's a PowerPoint slide thing, and it's like Jeopardy. So it's like 500, 400, 300, 200, 100 points. And then you get to we split them into groups, and then each group gets to like get their turn, and then they get to choose the sections, and they get to choose the questions, and then if they answer the question correctly, then they get the points, and then the group with the highest points get the reward. So the segments were quite fun, because like sports, music, TikTok, that kind of stuff. Then it was like super engaging, because it's like they're fun, and then they also got to like gain house spirit, because
I think for BB, in real life, one was definitely more fun. It was the make master build the best challenge. My house didn't wait, but it's okay. One group will build the head, one group will build the body, and there'll be two heads and two bodies, and then we'll get like the next OG to like vote for you. And it was very cute because they knew how they knew it. they learned how derby was supposed to look like, and then they were like bringing their own supplies also, which is really cute. Yeah, and although it looked a little off.
No, great
ones. But then the one that we chose, like as we were bringing it down after Ori, it like fell apart. So
no.
Yeah, then we have to give the other one, but I think the other groups are happy about them. So. Yeah. In the online session, it was okay. Like we didn't have to go like a presentation slide through to learn, to teach them about the house. The BUHD actually like got a few of the OGLs. Like, I was one of them, and then they paired them together to ask them about house motto and all the little things, but just to make it a bit more fun and less dry. Yeah. So BBHD also did their own video. It was very funny.
Okay, to be honest, I didn't go for house hour because I was at dance. I was judging the dance thing. But I went in at the last moment. Like, so when they were playing, so HH had this like game. And they tied a piñata, like, you use the two strings, then you tie a piñata, and it's in the middle of the classroom. Then, basically, you answer a question. So, we ask a question, then the ujilings go, and, like, to the middle, and they take out, like, something. Then, they answer, and if they answer correctly, they can go and, like, take the ball, and, like, so there's a dodgeball, and they can take the ball and, like, hit the piñata as hard as they can. Yeah, it was quite fun. Like, I went in at the last moment, and, like, everybody was really, like, having fun and all that, so it's nice. But I couldn't see the rest of the house hours, so yeah.
Okay. Now post Ori reflection. Are your OGs still in contact?
Yeah. I'm not sure that. No, as in like you know there's always a chat with like the OGLs and a chat without the OGLs.
Yeah.
So I'm not in the chat without the
Okay, sorry.
That's definitionally true, but as in, yeah, so I don't know if they're organizing stuff like outside of Ori and stuff like that. But they did go outside. Like they went Jewel after Ori, so I don't know if they went out for like any other stuff like that. Yeah.
I think my OG actually actively uses the word chat with the OGLs. Like they include us in their outings, you know, which is very cute. Yeah. Like after Ori went out together. And then
now we're gathering at the pin.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we were waiting for our four fingers. But then because there were two orders from RI, so the first order took the second order's one. Then they had to remake the first order's one. Or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then now every Friday it's supposed to be that every Friday we meet at the people called benches there. And just chill in the morning.
Every Friday.
Yeah, every Friday. It'll be like cute. There'll be like one very honest person just like tomorrow same time. And like everyone like, yeah. But like only I think the numbers are like going down. Yeah. and they had they planned some March holiday thing, same guy. March holiday ons. But everyone's like sorry. Only two people, and then like Fei Fei felt bad, so like Fei Fei and Edmund also went, but I had something on the phone. Like because it was before TV.
I think for me right, after Ori like We had a plan for like OG table. So every Friday morning we're
together. Your OG used to have an OG table, right?
Yeah, even my OG
year five,
yeah, we also had an OG table. That was it sustained for quite a while. So like not then, but this year also, right? They sustained for quite a while, but I don't know if they're still meeting up. Because they invited us, right, every morning. But the thing is, they start school at 8:15. We start at 8:05. Then I just like get to school on time for me to go to class, and I can't like go and meet them. So
yeah.
That's my problem.
Near the canteen.
But still, I need sleep.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true,
yeah.
True.
But I think they're still like, quite, like in contact. Cause, like you know now how as like council nominations are. Yeah, they're all like supporting each other on Instagram.
That's
so cute! It's so like wholesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you originally going to council?
Got.
You did publicize
in
like the OG.
I think, because you just send it to like all the chats we have. But yeah, I think mine is like not very, very bonded, but they're also quite comfortable with each other, I think. And also because of all the previous connections, so I think the girls go out, like they went out to. And they invited the guy
before that, or like
some of them, but not all of them. So it's quite nice. And they invited the guys, but then all the guys were like, "Oh, CMI, sorry."
They definitely
don't
have a
reason.
Yeah. That's so cute. Like they actually want to go out.
Yeah, but they're quite comfortable with each other. So that's nice. I think
staying connected after ORI is like definitely a task that only like the occasional OG can do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's so cute to know that all your OG links are like actually actively putting in effort to kind of
stay together.
Hopefully they can go out to your holidays. What was your experience being an OGL versus being an OG link last year? Like expectations versus reality, like, or like were you shocked by anything like as being OGL?
Like for me, I found that a lot of things I didn't really like as an OG link, I really liked as an OGL, like surprisingly. So like I'm the type of person to not open up very quickly to a large group of people, right? Like especially if you're just an OG link and then like you don't know anyone in your OG and then in the beginning it's just like kind of awkward, right? But actually as an OG I found that I really like talking to new people and getting to know them and stuff like that. And same with the dancers,
but
right?
But it's okay because it's like you are obligated.
OG
I think the thing is right, we had much more time to learn as an OG.
Yeah.
But for OG, you like immediately start
performing
on stage.
Well, okay, no, but last year they released the videos on IB and I was cast to again and I went and learned it.
Social anxiety, I must not look back, And also as an OGL, like you, there's no pressure to, like, because you don't need to dance with a partner, right? There's no pressure to be like, oh no, I'm so bad at dancing, I will disappoint my partner.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, but as an OG link, you're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true. I think one surprising thing is the amount of work OGLs have to go through to pull off a day of
work. I'm so
tired.
Yeah. Actually.
Like, the OGL handbook is 96 pages.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. You have to, like, read, like, the game instructions. And then, like, there's, like, schedules for, like... And then there's,
five
like,
different links.
Attendance, slides.
Sometimes
the videos wouldn't work. And then you're, like, struggling. And then all the OGLs are sitting there.
Yeah.
And the OGLs are like, oh. And then,
it's, like, we have, like, 10,000 things to remember.
Yeah.
I just remember staying up to 2 a.m. every day reading the OGL handbook.
Oh, what did you say?
No, I don't know. I just didn't know how to
like memorize how to.
No, like how the games, how the games.
Time is up.
Time
is up. Yeah, and I didn't know being enthusiastic for like so many hours to get so tired.
Yeah.
Like I went home and just like, and then I thought Saturday, Sunday I could do work because there's a break between. Like, I just.
You just stole.
Like, yeah.
You just stole.
Yeah. It's an actual introvert moment. You like, oh my god, talking to people are so tiring. I'm not gonna lie.
I think.
Being an OGL
versus being an OG link. I think being an OGL, you definitely have a lot more concerns than being an OG link. Because, I'm not saying that it's not a major concern, but it's mostly like, oh, am I able to make friends? Am I able to, like fit in well?
Mm-hmm.
Like that. But, like, OG link, like, you have, it depends on you to make their experience. OGL?
My experience is an OGL.
Like, you are the one who has to make that experience good for the OG day. Whether or not their concern is alleviated is dependent on you.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a lot more
stressful. A lot of prep work goes into making the experience, like, smooth sailing. So, as an OG thing, how do you feel? Like, what were y'all thinking, like, about what your OG? I just thought like every day coming in, because like OGLs were like dancing to K-pop at the start of the
year.
So I was like, wow, these OGLs damn nice.
I was like,
wow. Then it's also, they actually came like 1 hour earlier, they started prepping at the call. And then like only after when we came, then they could like chill for a bit.
I didn't know how much work was put into being an OGL.
Yeah, like we were doing like TikToks right before like as our OG came in. So, they probably came in, saw us doing TikTok, and then we're like, oh, what?
What?
So chill, like,
we
might be doing nothing, but no, we were there, like, 2 hours beforehand,
So, being an OG was not easy, but still very fun. If you could go back in time and change one thing, what would it be?
About ORI.
Send the people on time.
hotel? Like, do you regret applying for hotel? Like, if you could,
no.
If you do, you could do it.
No.
I think for me, I would change my attitude. Like, I like had really high expectations from my OG. And I kind of imposed, like, subconsciously imposed those expectations on my new OG. But, like, each OG is different, you know? She just, like, chill, like, go with the flow, and, like, just do your best to be a supportive senior and help them in any way you can.
Yeah, I think one point is that, because I found myself comparing my OG a lot, like,
I'm like, go to other OGs, like, how's your OG?
Yeah,
like, on Instagram as well, and, like, oh, my OG did this, my OG did that.
Yeah!
And all the TikToks there,
Yeah,
so I think, but I kind of had to, like, force myself to not do that. Starting from, like, day two onwards, because it's just, like, destroying. Like, I would come home buzzing from, like, oh, wow, this is such a fun day. And then I would go on Instagram and, like,
oh,
so, like,
yeah.
I'm not doing enough.
Yeah,
like, I'm not doing enough.
Right? Yeah.
So it's not good to, like, do that to yourself. Yeah.
I think definitely, like, changing your mindset and expectations to be more, like, realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure for you to have like a quintessential org experience, right? Like everyone's super on, super empty.
But what even is a quintessential?
But as in, the point is that actually in my OG, a lot of people were very like introverted and there's a lot of extroverts. And these kinds of events like org are events that inherently privilege just like being more open and being like, I don't know, like enthusiastic and stuff like that. When a lot of people are actually kind of new and may need more help adjusting, so they prefer kind of more toned down, like heart to heart talks instead of like very open, like conspicuous displays of enthusiasm or whatever. So maybe catering more to that is what I would say.
That's true. I would change nothing.
I kind of did. They exceeded my expectations. I knew it was going to be very like awkward everything, but then no, even during the I thought what is it, the one where they gave a random slide for presentation that everyone I thought it would be absolutely like horrendous because when my OJ did it, like everyone was just standing there and it was really awkward, but like everyone just kept talking and it was really funny, and then even the people sitting on the floor, even though they didn't get it, they just like clapped for them to hype them up. Yeah, I was like really thankful that they were able to open up.
Oh,
that's so awesome.
And with that, we can conclude our OG podcast.
So as you can see, like being an OGL is not an easy job, but surely it's worth the hours and the time seeing your OGs enjoy the whole process.
Yeah.
Go sign up. Although I'm still not sure why Ori is falling.
It's
really nice. I mean, it's arbitrary.
Yeah. Well, 5 is more satisfying.
Yeah, right.
Like the number 5 days. 4.
Okay, bye!
Bye!